Blog Talk Radio.
Back then.
she also spoke. She also have spoke on many different talk shows, and on whenever I ask her to come on our talk show, she's always willing and able. So she's always available and speaking in other talk shows and talk shows as well. Jeanette is a woman of faith and has exercised her faith in the face of 9 transitions within 7 months. She's had 9 losses, and including her second son, her father, then her husband of 21 years who transitioned. So she has walked the walk of losing special people. So she knows exactly what we feel, what we are going through, as well as what we have been through as well. So she's walked that walk. She's demonstrated faith when facing foreclosure, breast cancer, and she also received her she's received her undergrad degree, a Bachelor of Science and Social Science at the Mercy University. She has a Master of Arts from Shorter College, and recently she received her a certificate, a biblical teaching certificate at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And she is pursuing later her doctorate degree in adult education. Okay, I'm going to just 1 second here. And like I say, she is, and also one thing I want to also mention, that when she was a part of the ministry, she was a part of, I don't see it right now, but she gave, whenever we needed resources for our widows who maybe needed their light bill paid, mortgage paid or whatever, she was a part of this group where I referred many of the widows to her that needed that type of help. So she's always been a blessing to the ministry in many ways. She also was the speaker for our 13th anniversary when we went on the cruise to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel. So that she was a great speaker, and we had a great time on our cruise. She is also the owner of Miles of Learning, Miles of Learning since 2009, and an adult GED program, and officially citizen classes, and recently Miles Travel. She is an associate minister of Green Forest Missionary Baptist Church here in Decatur. And she's also a state trainer for early childhood education and adult education and assistant director with the private early learning childhood program. There are many other things that I can go on, but we want to have enough time to hear the encouraging word that she's going to come to us right now. So I am not going to take any more time and introducing her anymore, because I want to hear what she has to say and what she's going to give, the encouraging word that she's going to be giving us tonight. So, Jeanette?
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much, Mary, for the opportunity to share and to be included in what Daddy's doing in the lives of those that are listening and receiving. And the title that Mary has sent to me is Preparing for the storm of the holidays that are up and approaching. And I went back and I just wanted to reflect a little bit about, a storm, whenever in a the traditional way, whenever the meteorologist says, oh, there's a storm coming, you know, we begin to prepare for it. We make preparation. We ensure that we have enough of our basics that we need in our home. We make sure that we have proper heating if it's a winter storm that's coming as the seasons are changing. And I thought it was the most appropriate title, preparing, because that is what I pray that tonight will do, that it will prepare your heart for the holidays as they're approaching. And I know how it feels to be in that place, and you're in that crossroad of what do I do? You know, you find yourself in a place that you never envision, and you definitely didn't envision it at the time that it happened. And I don't think there could ever be a time it could ever happen in our lives that we would be prepared for it. The word reminds us that we overcome by the blood, and that blood reminds us that it is the source of life. And so we know that through these upcoming holidays, that it will be the blood of Jesus Christ, that source of life, that will give us strength, that will cleanse us, and that will encourage us. But it also says that we overcome by our testimony. And a testimony isn't a testimony unless it's been tested. And so, you know, as you're going through this process, and be mindful, it is a process. Grief doesn't happen and it doesn't end immediately. It is a process. It will take months. It will sometimes take years. There are still moments. And today, it's awesome that I get to share with you tonight. I was at work, and I was telling someone, I said, well, today is my anniversary, October the 15th. So those moments that you cherish with your loved one that is no longer with you are moments that will always come up years later, 16 years later, and October the 15th, it's my anniversary. And so I just want to encourage you to know that it's a process. I remember there was a song that I actually ministered and danced for the Widow's Ministry. I'll cry till he tell me, let it go, let it be, because his will is what's best for me. And in this moment right now, and as I experienced that moment, it was hard to understand what his will was. And I don't know if any of you are doing it, but I kept journals. And I went back for tonight, and I just wanted to touch the feelings and the emotions that I had during that period of time. And as I reflected back and was taken back and how I felt, I realized that, you know, I didn't understand it. A lot of times I ask God, you know, why? And he's never offended by our questions to ask why, because he's the only one that can ever give us the answer. And I would encourage you that as you're preparing for the upcoming holidays, that it's okay if you take time out and maybe not even take time, but maybe just cry out, God, why? Why? It's okay. You may not hear the answer right now, but your faith will get you through to where you can hear. And he will comfort you through the process. And I want to encourage you, too, for those that have lost their husbands, that the Word of God says that he is the band around the home. And so though your physical husband may be gone, God is there, and he is around your home. He is equipping and providing for you all of the needs that you have, and he's providing the resources because he is the source. And then as for those that may have had wives that have transitioned and you're listening, he says he's the many-breasted one. So he will nurture you, and he will give you what you need so that you might grow through this process. But I remember when my husband of 21 years transitioned, I understood what it meant to be carried, because I tell you, that was one of the lowliest moments that I could have experienced. You know, as Mary read earlier, I had a son to transition, but there's a difference with each transition because of the place that they played in our lives and we in theirs. And so the transition of my son was different than that of my father, than that of my husband. But I want you to know that God is carrying you through this process, and be encouraged that this new adventure has begun. And it is an adventure, and we don't know where all it's going to take you, but one thing we can be confident of is that we're going to come to know new discoveries about yourself. I was like, God, he had taken me in the Old Testament where the waters divided. And he says, I'm maybe separating you from your natural husband, but I'm taking you to new experiences in life. I came to, and I'm still learning more about myself. I'm learning the strength that I have, but more importantly, I'm learning the consistency of God's presence. So know that you are preparing you for new adventures as the holidays come up. Sometimes you might want to keep some of the traditional things, but I would encourage you to add one new, just one new tradition. And honor the traditions that you shared with your husband. Be certain to do that. But make a new tradition. Don't have to make two, just one. It might be really, really small. Even as our children are now grown and I'm an empty nester, I still make that tradition, keep the tradition of making my house the holiday. So I encourage you to continue to celebrate the Thanksgiving, because you have so much to be thankful for. Though your husband may not be with you, God has strengthened you to be here, and he has a purpose for you. Sometimes we forget that, because we get caught up being wives and becoming mothers or being husbands and becoming fathers, but it never deviates from his intentions for us, because he intended a thing. And so he intended, before we were even conceived in our mother's womb, he had a purpose and a plan for our lives. And so as you begin this new adventure, I want to just encourage you that God's plan for your life is still on point. And maybe an interruption in what we can understand, and we turn to him and say, why? But at the same time, it's all working together for our good. It's a Romans 8:28 situation. It's a setup, and we don't understand it all. But he says he'll take the bad things, those things that pain us, those things that hurt us, but he's going to work them together for our good. So I want you to be encouraged to know that as the holidays are coming, make preparations. Don't be caught off guard. Consider, what is that one new thing I'm going to do? And then be reminded that you have started a new adventure. And with an adventure, it doesn't mean that you have to be a certain age. So whatever age you are, God says, I have a new adventure for you. So be prepared to experience a new adventure. Always be receptive to a new and good experience. I remember the first Thanksgiving, my in-laws decided to take me and the kids to Florida. Oh, my goodness, that was so different than what we had ever done before. Maybe you won't make a trip out, but maybe you can do something different in the home. Maybe add a new component to your meal for the day. Try a new recipe. Do something adventurous. Maybe your spouse didn't like lamb. Well, add a little lamb and see if you like it. Or if you did like it, maybe add the lamb this time. But do something new. And I tell you, it was good for us. We cried, we laughed, but we were there to support each other as a family, and I would encourage you to do that as well. Allow your children, if you have young children or even older children, our son, I remember as I was reflecting even through the journals, he shared with me, we took a little cruise. I took some of the money from my husband's that we received to cover costs and expenses that we had done, and took some of that, and I took the children and I on a cruise, because it was something that Joel and I wanted to do with the children, but we didn't get to. And he loved the ocean. He loved the beach and the water. And so we went on a cruise, and it was a good time, but it was a very sad moment too. But we cried through the process, and I remember talking to my son, and he was 20 at the time, and he said to me, he says, "Mom, we're all hurting differently." He says, "Sometimes I just get in my car and I just drive. You know, nowhere in particular I'm going, I just drive." You know, and so know too that as you're preparing for the holidays, that each member may express and experience their pain differently. And be open to listen to them. Be open to recognize it. It's okay. You know, you might need to get in the car. I remember I used to go by and I just need to spend some time in the cemetery by the gravesite. It meant so much to me. And if that's true for you, do it. No one can tell you how to grieve. But all I would encourage you is that you make sure it's a healthy grief, that you're reaching out when you're needing support, and that you're going to good support systems, if it's counseling, and definitely in the body of Christ, where you're being encouraged and refreshed. Even participating in this call is showing that you're reaching out for good support. And so I would encourage you to know that grief is a process, and as you're preparing for the holidays, understand that everyone grieves differently, even within the same household, in regards to the same member of the family. For you, it was your spouse. For your children, it was their parent. And so it's different. I would encourage you, if you have young children, I remember telling our children, and they weren't that young. Our daughter was 15, and as I stated, our son was 20. But I remember telling them that I wasn't going to be their father. I was just going to be their mom, because they have a father, and they had a dad. And so it wasn't my role to try to fill the role of a parent that was no longer with us. They had done all that they could do during that time, and I had to believe that they had completed their task, though it was cut short and there was more that could have been done. What they did do was more than enough, and my role was just to be their mom. So I would encourage you to honor your role. Don't feel responsible for taking on their role. Find something that honors them for this upcoming holiday, and take it one holiday at a time, just like you take it one moment at a time. And know that it's okay to cry. I remember I would go in the closet and I would close the door when the kids were in bed, because I just needed to cry, and I didn't want them to feel the weight and responsibility of trying to always console me, because sometimes we just need to let tears run down our face. We don't need anybody to come and wipe them away. We need to feel them, because feeling them allows us to be able to grow beyond what we're feeling at the moment. And that's what it's all about. Even Jesus cried in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he cried so much. But in the end, he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And I know for those that are on this call, that your faith says, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And I know that you have a heart for God, and that he loves you unconditionally. And this didn't catch him off guard, and you're going to laugh again. And you'll cry again, but you'll laugh again. And then you're going to be strengthened. The Word of God says, be strengthened so that we can go and strengthen our brethren. And you're going to be able to console and comfort someone else. But allow yourself, as you're preparing for these upcoming holidays, to take on a new and good experience. Add one new thing. Honor those that are no longer with you in the things that you did. And know that you have a new adventure, and that God's plan and purpose for you was all inclusive. So he knew that this would happen and that you would be in this place at this time. But he knows what he knows the end from the beginning. And he said it would be that he prosper us and that we would be in good health. And so I just pray that these words of encouragement will be seeds that are planted or watered, and that God will bring increase in your life as you experience and go through the process. The process. We all know if you want some good bread, it takes a process. You got to knead it, and then you got to add it, and then you got to let it set and cover it and leave it alone because it has to rise. And then when it rises, what do? We take it out and we punch it down, you know. And so, you know, go through the process. You might be where you need to just sit. You might be where you need to punch it down and just get out that hurt, that anger that you're feeling, the whys. And then know that when it's all done, you're ready to go ahead and roll it and put it on the pan and put it in the oven, because it's going to make a scent, and there's going to be a fragrance about you, and that fragrance is going to be the joy of the Lord, because that joy will have strengthened you, and it will draw and attract others to you, and they may not know exactly what it is about you, but then that's when you have opportunity to share the goodness and the good news of Jesus Christ and the testimony that he has given you that might edify someone else. So be blessed. I'm looking forward to us fellowshipping again next week. And again, I just thank you and would love to just have a word of prayer right now. Daddy, we just come, and I just love to call God Daddy because he is our Father. Daddy, we just come right now, as humble as we know how, giving you thanksgiving for all that you have done and for who you are. God, for we do not count it robbery that you have included us to be a part of the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you right now that in this moment of grief, as we go through the process, we know that you are faithful and that you have not left us nor forsaken us. We know, dear God, that our steps are ordered by you because we are the righteousness of your, through the finished work of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you are keeping us and you're keeping our foot from slipping or moving, except towards you. God, we hunger and thirst after your righteousness. We desire you more and more every day, God. Continue to transform and conform us more into your image and likeness. And Lord, as the holidays are approaching, God, let us honor those that you have placed in our lives for the season that you have given them and us to them. Lord, we just thank you right now that you are faithful and that you are omnipresent and that your love is unconditional and that you have us and that you are going to take us through this. And in the process, this is when we will be carried. And Lord, we rest in you, dear Father, and we rest in your faithfulness. It is in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we declare it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that encouraging word. As you were talking, again, there were several things that I experienced too, but we don't have that much on the air, and maybe I'll mention it next week when you come back. But thank you so much for the encouraging word, and like I said, there's a couple of things that I want to mention, but I do have an announcement for the widows that I will be our annual meeting, not our annual meeting, our monthly meeting will be this coming Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. I will be preparing a continental breakfast, so please come out and encourage, coming out to encourage each other during this time. And also I'm going to continue to talk about preparing for the storm. I'm going to tell you some things that I have done in preparing the storm when I first lost my husband. So come and meet others. We have a lot of new widows, so come and meet them. The seasoned widows, please come and encourage them with me. And Jeanette, we're going to look forward and hearing some more encouraging words next week, and I'll also talk a little bit more guests and let them call in next week at the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. And be blessed and have a great week, and I hope to see you on Saturday morning from 9 to 9:30. Be blessed, and good night.
Good night.